is that fire alarm? Sam is always cool and calm. That, of course, is the theme tune to Fireman Sam. Now, news this week that the popular children's cartoon character was dropped as a mascot by a real-life fire service in the UK has sent alarm bells ringing among some critics. Lincolnshire Fire and Rescue Service in Britain said the children's TV character was outdated, not inclusive, and didn't reflect the message it wanted to achieve, especially when it comes to recruiting women to the fire service. So do they have a point? Or are they ponty-pandering to the PC Brigade? Well, Mary McGill is a doctoral researcher at NUI Galway, and she's been giving me her views.
Well, I think there's a real practical element to this story, Justin, that maybe has been overlooked. And that is that Lincolnshire Fire Brigade, like apparently a lot of fire brigades in the UK, are really struggling to recruit volunteers. And so part of the thinking behind this was, well, if we have a mascot that maybe says to the broad public, or at least half of the broad public, that they can't apply because, you know, they're not a man, as it were, that maybe that wasn't the best approach when you're trying to open your recruitment out to as many people as possible. I thought there was an interesting statement from the Fire Brigades Union in the UK during the week. They spoke to the BBC and they said, "We're not bothered about Fireman Sam. We're bothered by the subconscious message the term fireman has created as an issue in our recruitment." So it's quite a practical issue for the fire force. But of course, they have become caught up in what is, you know, quite a lightning rod discussion in the culture wars at the moment around the issue of gender and representation.
Yeah. And what about that point that perhaps you shouldn't be sidelining male role models, that you should be creating more female ones?
I think that's a very, very valid point. I mean, I was looking at the origins of Fireman Sam, shall we say, and it started in 1987, right? And that's a while ago now, you know. And we do, I mean, we have Peppa Pig now, who you certainly wouldn't mess with. We've Dora the Explorer. And really, you know, it does come down to the kind of variety of roles that children see when they consume media, whether it's literature or television, and that these roles are, you know, are open to interpretation and representative of all the different things that men and women can do with their lives. I think there has been a huge pushback against the types of representation for male characters and female characters, I think, quite equally, that are very limiting. So a lot of traditional children's television will say would have male characters who are, you know, quite dominant or would be the main player, while female characters would have been traditionally more subservient, you know, the sidekick or the girlfriend or so on.
Yes.
But there's much more awareness around this now.
Yeah, and those of us who have children and who might be familiar with Fireman Sam,
yes,
will know that Sam, that probably the smartest firefighter in that show is probably Penny, who's of course female, but she's not the mascot of any fire service that we know of, and she's not the star of the show.
Well, and I think that's a really significant point, right? Because when we come back to looking at what Lincolnshire are attempting to do, you know, so they don't have Fireman Sam anymore, but they're replacing it with Penelope, I think her name is. And so, you know, I think it's important to emphasise as well, like this is one fire brigade who are making this change for quite a practical reason in the hope that they can get more volunteers. And when you look at something like the fire service, you know, it's not really a male issue or a female issue. We need people to volunteer. This is an everyone issue. And I think, you know, we can get incredibly kind of sidelined by the gender issue, whether, you know, instead of kind of taking a step back and being like, well, actually, this might be good for everybody as a whole. And I have to say, even still, when I get on a bus, for example, and there's a female driver, I still go, oh, there's a female driver. You know, things have changed a lot in the past, we'll say 20, 30 years, but we still have a ways to go.
People will say, of course, that cartoons are just cartoons. We shouldn't be taking them too seriously. But they do help children to learn about the world, don't they?
They certainly do. And I think it's important to say as well, nobody's calling for Fireman Sam to be cancelled or anything like that. And I think, you know, the media approach to that, sometimes the way they frame these things, is completely overblown. But we do know, when it comes to gender stereotypes, that the media can produce a reinforcement effect. And if those stereotypes are negative, that's quite a serious thing, particularly for children as they are developing and growing and trying to learn about their identity and their place in the world. And, you know, we know that, you know, behaviours and value systems are shaped significantly by the media. And we also know that representations are powerful. One phrase that I always think of when I'm teaching and when I'm writing is, you can't be what you can't see. You know, it's not a radical idea, but it's a really important one. Representation does matter. It's not the only thing that matters. You know, there are structural and practical elements to, you know, enabling women to fully engage with the workforce and so on. But representation has a really significant part to play.
And that was doctoral researcher at NUI Galway, Mary McGill, speaking to me earlier.